When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Succession is ending, but we are just getting started covering the final season of Succession. At least we are in the preseason of the final season of Succession because, yes, if you have not heard the news, then I, Josh Wigler, am breaking it to you that the next season of Succession, season 4, premiering March 26th, has been announced as the final season of the show. Action stations, everybody. It's happening. It's real. I am not alone on this podcast right now. Here with me to break down the news and to explain to you what this means for us here on the Succession Podcast and Post Show Recaps. I'm joined here, as always, by the great Grace Leader and Jess Sterling. Grace, oh my goodness.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
So it is. So it is, Jess Sterling.
I'm so excited. I'm so sad.
Yes, I think this is the appropriate feeling. There's a lot that is happening right now, Jess. A lot of emotions at this moment in time.
It's I'm very happy that the show is going out on its own terms. It's not going on too long. We're going to get a nice, what I hope, solid ending to the show. But also, I just feel so unprepared. I just feel like no one warned me about this, and now it's so close, and I'm
Grace, that's it. That's Succession. No one warns you. You just have to react. Crises emerge, and you got to get to action.
You just do it. I do love that, like, yeah, there was this rumor going around, like, maybe it's last season. I think it was you, Josh, who was like, yeah, they haven't announced it's the last season. It's not the last season. And then they're like, guess what? It's the last season.
Guess what? It's the last season. So if you were just hearing this news for the first time, it is true. The final season of Succession is almost upon us. It is currently February 23rd, late on the East Coast of the United States of America and North America, of course.
Grace. Canada.
Canada. It is February 23rd. It is late in the night, and just about an hour to an hour and a half ago, an article dropped in The New Yorker, the same publication as the infamous Jeremy Strong interview once upon a time. In this interview with The New Yorker, Jesse Armstrong, creator of Succession, has confirmed that the upcoming fourth season is indeed the final season of the show, that it was a decision that was not arrived at lightly, and that the decision to tell us about this now has at least something to do with the fact that they don't want to, you know, go out on the press tour and try to hide a thing and pretend this isn't how it's happening. Mm-hmm. Jesse Armstrong in the interview is also talking a little bit about how there's a piece of him that wasn't sure.
Yeah.
It just wanted to held out hope during the creation of the season, but that the writing of the story is very definitive and very final, and it's very clear that this is the end of the line. So that's it. March 26 rolls around, Grace, and the final season premiere of Succession hits HBO.
I am fascinated by this decision. I think that it's the, you know, I don't know whether it's the right decision or not yet. We'll see what actually happens at the end of season 4. I'm so excited to, you know, venture on the journey of each episode along the way, because I'm so intrigued by how this happens, to the point of, you know, there was lots of the number 5 kept being thrown around. Mm-hmm. And this is not 5. This is 4. And so it's very interesting. I think there's lots of, like, thematic reasons why it could make sense. I have a very strong prediction about what it means for the end of season 4 I'll hold close to my chest for now. Maybe we could chat about it later, but I think it's so fascinating, so interesting. I'm generally a fan of shows, yeah, ending sooner than later. Don't
I would hope you're generally
welcome.
A fan of shows. You're on a lot of these podcasts.
I freaking hate TV, and I don't know. Yeah.
trying to keep asking me to talk about it.
So I'm so intrigued by this decision. I actually think that, like, I love the interview that Jesse Armstrong gives, because it's very like, yeah, like, you know, there's, you know, we didn't want to lie and be like, I don't know, maybe it's the end, and then actually it'd be the end. And the, you know, the interview talks about it being like a book, that it's like there's something satisfying about knowing that you're near the end of the book. And I really do like that.
It's that tactile feeling when you're in that, like, final 50 page stretch, you're like, oh boy.
But the worst part is when you get to the end and you think you still have like 20 pages left, and then the last like 10 pages are like a preview of another book, and you're like, no, wait, no, I thought I had more time.
I always try to look and just see, like, and I do it really cautiously.
I definitely look
at the number. I'm like, okay, what's happening? And I know the risk I'm taking. Anyway, we are not looking at like an extended preview on the other side of the what will be the 39th episode of Succession, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I kind of hate that number, but that's
going to be the final episode. You can thank season 3's 9 episode order for that, Grace. 39 days! You know,
really.
So there's a world in which it works for certainly the people around our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this is exciting. I think that this is a story that deserves to have finality to it. I can totally imagine the world where this went on for another couple of seasons, maybe overstayed its welcome, maybe was able to just sort of like stretch out very comfortably into that fifth season, which I think a lot of people were hoping and expecting would be the final season. But the fourth season, while we only have 10 episodes left, Jess, we now at least know that, okay, we've got 10 episodes left. Time to strap in and get ready, because literally anything can happen now.
Yeah, it makes sense thematically, right? Four seasons, four Roy children, four competitors to succeed the throne of the Roy, you know, the Roy kingdom. It makes a lot of sense. I think it's going to work. I just am so scared, because that's only 10 episodes. And like, this show can do a lot in 10 episodes. We've seen it happen. The show can do a lot in one episode. I'm very curious to see if we're going to get any extended episodes, right? Is the finale going to be more like an hour 20, an hour 30? I'm not expecting like the Stranger Things.
39 minutes.
I hope
39
so.
Seconds.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be more excited. And I think this is the right move for all of them, right? Going out on their own terms, and being able to kind of say, like, we're calling it. We're calling it here. This is the end. We feel like we've mapped out a good ending for the show. Yeah. I think that it says volumes about the content creators that can do that.
Now, this is both very exciting, but also at the same time, now I feel like the pressure is really on, Grace, to refamiliarize ourselves with Succession, because like I thought I had time. I thought I had time before I would have to do, you know, like my quick study up. It's like, it's just the penultimate season probably, right? Like, I don't have to be like super fresh and really on the ball, but this is the final season, Grace. We're really going to have to do our homework, I think.
Yeah, I should probably know what's going on.
It'd be important
before they come back.
Keep my character or two.
What are them in? Rendell.
What's Shmiv and Randall. Yes, that's right.
Shmiv is certainly a character.
Romulan, you know, I think. Yeah,
it's actually Klingon. It's very funny to me, because even in the last hour and a half since this news broke, I was out to dinner as I got the news, and someone who I was next was like, "Oh, I guess I got to go and rewatch Succession." The first text I got was, "I hope he doesn't mind me saying," the great Mike Bloom being like, "Well, I guess now I have to watch Succession." And then meanwhile, I guess that's like that. The first one was tired. Mike Bloom was wired. Yeah. And I think like the galaxy brain border on a complete collapse version of it was what happened to me, where I looked at the calendar. I said, okay. All right. Yeah. So March 26th, Succession final season premiere. What is it today? There's 31 days until there's 29 episodes of the show. Oh, well, folks, we're going to have to do a rewatch podcast, aren't we now? Yeah. I think we're going to have to watch every episode of Succession before the final season premiere, Jess. Are we not?
As the great man John Locke once said, I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah.
No, it's not just, you talked about like, what?
Happy
not,
anniversary to my John Locke LASIK video, by the way. I believe it's today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's not, we should watch this. We should watch this and deep dive and talk for many minutes on length about each episode. That's what this is, Josh.
So, folks, this is happening. Breaking news, PSR happening now, as we are indeed, we're going to watch every single episode of Succession, officially announcing a daily Succession catch-up podcast beginning right here with this kickoff podcast. Tomorrow, February 25th, episode one recap is going to drop, and so on and so forth every single day until the day before the final season premiere of Succession. We are going to watch every single episode of Succession. We're going to get together and podcast about it. It'll be some version of us plus guests that are going to be joining us along for the ride. We are we're hoping that this is going to be a podcast experience that if you're somebody who's like, okay, this person in my life hasn't watched Succession yet, and now they're kind of interested, and also I want to rewatch Succession, this podcast should be for you. We're going to take them on episode by episode bases and track the character arcs as we go. So this should be new user friendly, and we're also going to have a lot of fun participating with everybody along this process. We're going to have superlatives, MVPs, LVPs, episode ratings and rankings as well. It's going to be a very fun time. We spent a good like 20 minutes on the line before we started recording the podcast being like, okay, quick, how do we put the action plan together? Everybody run around. Let's get it in place. I feel like we've got a pretty good thing, Grace. I feel like we're pretty happy with what we've got, and there's room to change as we go.
Josh keeps yelling action stations at me like many times.
Is he chucking water bottles at you too? Because I don't feel like this is such a safe room anymore.
No, but I agree. I think it's a fun plan. I'm very excited to dive into this show again. I'm very excited to just live in it for the next, not, I was going to say month.
Get your pantsuits ready.
I thought we had a month before Succession started. It turns out it starts today, Jess. But although for you, you've been in your 15th rewatch, I believe, right now.
Yeah, as soon as I got the premiere date for season four, I started a rewatch because I'm a monster. I'm nearly done with season three right now, so I'm excited to rewind a little bit and just hit that play button one more time.
Yes. Okay, so some information for the listeners. In addition to the fact that it's going to be a daily Succession podcast, it will all be in this post-show recap Succession podcast feed. If you want to subscribe to that, go to postshowrecaps.com/succession, or you can use that. That's the RSS link. You can search by URL in your podcast player of choice, or you can just search Post Show Recaps Succession wherever you get your podcasts. You want to subscribe, rate and review, greatly appreciated by us if you are enjoying what we are doing here as the Succession train gets out of the station. We're starting to hit the ground running here. The other thing we are going to be doing that I think we should reveal here, Grace, is not only will the Succession podcast obviously be in the Succession podcast feed, we're going to make them ad-free and available for the patrons of Post Show Recaps at any level. You sign up at patreon.com/postshowrecaps. You want to listen to all of our Succession coverage, going to be completely commercial-free all season long. It's a lot of ads. We understand that. Sign up for the Patreon at any level if you don't want any of the ads, and you can get every single last bit of Succession coverage that we're going to have.
It's a good business investment.
It's a great investment.
I don't know if you want to be Logan Roy, but you could be as business savvy as Logan Roy. Investing in your own time is what you'd be saving.
Get that bore in on the ground floor of the Post Show Recast Patreon. We've been around for a minute. It's not quite the ground floor, but we would love to have you. We would love to have you if you would like to come along for the ride. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps at any level. Succession podcasts completely ad-free. Jess, we want people to participate. We have a Google form for people to head to if they want to rate each episode of Succession as we're going, rate the various different main characters of Succession. We came up with a scale of obviously four children, right? So it's got to be 0 to 4. You rate each character on a scale of 0 to 4, 4 being the best, 0 being Connor.
It makes sense to me. Connor is the worst. So he should be zero. Even though he's firstborn, he is the worst.
I'll give a shout out. Dr. Amanda fixed my ranking system on the Poker Face pod. So give, but I will say that, like, we've, you know, intentionally is, yeah, 0 for sure is Connor. 1 through 4. Whatever you think, we don't label them, but whichever Roy you think is 4 and 3 and 2, that's what you do. And we don't actually know, but you'll tell us.
So you'll tell us. You can go to postshowrecaps.com/rateroy. That's the URL. Grace came up with it. It was very good. postshowrecaps.com/rateroy is where you can go. Should we also make postshowrecaps.com/action stations available?
Yeah, that's good.
That could be another way you can find us. postshowrecaps.com/action stations if you want to rate and rank all of the various aspects of Succession. Tell us your favorite lines. Tell us which side characters are the best, which location is the best. All of this stuff. It's great to have this excuse right now, Jess, to go back all the way to the beginning of Succession, not just to inform our very, very insightful analyses that we shall deliver across the 10 episodes of the final season of Succession, but also because, I don't know, data is cool, and maybe we will get to do fun things with that data at some point in time.
I love rating and ranking things. Anybody who listens to community building knows I take it very seriously. This is a very serious job, and I will be taking it as such, and I will be employing all of my ratings and rankings. We had talked about I've been thinking, what are my top 10 favorite episodes of Succession? I have 8 top 10 episodes, and I've barely even done any season 3 additions. So every episode is amazing is what I have to say. Yes. And it's going to be really, really tough to be rating them, but I feel like I'm prepared to do it. I'm equipped and I'm ready to go.
There's some episodes it's going to be really easy to rate those Roy children really low.
That
is easy. I meant the episode ratings are hard.
No, but the Roys is going to be like, children, yeah, like, yeah there, one.
There's
yeah,
a world yeah. in which it is kind of an honor, not a Connor, but an honor to be rated the lowest. I think you'll get the distinction of being like the absolute worst Roy. There's got to be a prize for that. I think
there is. You're Logan's favorite.
The worst the you are, you the are. Happier yeah. Logan yeah. is with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
are you deplorable? Yes. Logan approves.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, there is a lot to get through here. I think that, you know, there was a world where we were going to like, okay, we're all going to rewatch the show. We're going to get back together a couple of weeks from now. We're going to be there right in like the week leading up to the show. We'll do a big grand season 4 preview of what to expect. We'll reset the stage, yada, yada, yada. Now, instead, we have an extended 29-day preview as we are all going to go through each character beat by beat, detail by detail. So I actually feel like this podcast might be the one for that spoiler-free person who has yet to watch the show. If you want to put this part in the ears of that person, if that's your loved one that you're thinking about, if it's you who's listening, oh boy, you're in for it. You're really in for it. You're in for it in a major,
you don't
amazing
even know.
Way. You really don't. You really don't. Grace, how would you begin to pitch to that person what Succession from HBO and Jesse Armstrong even is?
I think the thing about this show is that it's quite fascinating in the sense that it should not be appealing. We live in this sort of this world where there's a lot of this like rise in this specific type of media, which is examining sort of these people who are the wealthiest of our societies, have the most power and control, and examining that. And that should feel like it shouldn't work, and that there's, you know, we would watch it almost with disgust, as if we would hate watch it. And yet the show is so well written. It's so well crafted. It feels so lived in and believable that, you know, there's moments where you're like, I really shouldn't empathize with this character who is like one of the worst people in the world, but I do. And so you just this like. It makes your brain, it makes my brain tick in this way that's like incredibly fascinating to try to watch this show. It's just incredibly, I'm just so drawn into it. It's filled with like tension and levity, which are like two things that I really look for in TV shows. And I think the show might have like the perfect balance of it, of being incredibly sad and heartbreaking and dark and disgusting. And then at the same, and then 2 minutes later or the same sentence, like it has a joke that just like has me dying. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think that's what you're getting. You get like, you know, the term prestige TV is thrown around quite a bit, you know, to teach their own, whether you think this is prestige TV, but it's such a well-written show. It's fascinating. It's very timely, I think, as well, in terms of like society.
Yeah. And in terms of the, you know, the genre, it is the great Mike Bloom. It has now indeed, I am understand that he has indeed started watching the show, and he is talking about it in the post-show recaps patron Discord, which you can access if you want to get those ad-free Succession podcasts and want to talk to people about all of the Succession nonsense that you can imagine. Mike is in the Discord talking about, okay, so seeing the end of the show is coming has finally got me to watch the damn Succession. I'm halfway through the first episode, and how is this show a drama? It's hysterical. And I think that that's fair. And then there's going to be times where you watch the show and you're like, how can you think this is a comedy? This is so sad. Or this is upsetting. This is like infuriating. And it is, Jess, I think it is a chameleon in that way. I think it is a thing that the people who love this show and are very into the show, I think it is a big part of the appeal that it's constantly keeping you on your toes. I think it could be a little alienating for some people as well. And if you're one of those people, no harm, no foul. I've heard that story from many, many folks.
Yeah, it's possible this show might not work for you if you, if you're like, if you need a hero to root for. I don't know that this show works for you in that way, because I think you, from episode to episode, someone who you thought was like, at least not all the way evil might turn around the next episode and just go full evil and be terrible. Yeah. So I don't know that it's a show for everybody, but I think pound for pound, it offers the perfect mix for me of comedy and drama, because I find when something is almost too dark or too sad, it's hard to find the light and get that levity. But because this show can make you make your stomach hurt and then make you laugh and make your stomach hurt the following sentence, it's just so well written and so well crafted. And I think that every single character is just so true to form from minute one of the show. They're so well developed that it's hard to not enjoy the ride, despite the fact that you're like, I hate all these people.
Yeah.
It's really hard to not get sucked in. And I don't, you know, even if you're not a businessy person, you know, I'm not a businessy person, but it doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about the family. It's about, you know, what is it? It's about the family.
The family. The family. Yes. Well, it is definitely also about business. There is definitely a lot of business jargon that you can get into, and the ways in which industry can just destroy civilization. That's a different HBO show, though, right? Industry?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a different it's a good one, though. Yeah, it's good.
Yes, no. I hear it's quite good. Perhaps the succession successor. Who knows? I know that there's been a lot of buzz underneath industry, so perhaps one of these days. But it is very much about this family business that is run by Logan Roy, the patriarch of the family, a very, very established giant in the media space with his big media empire. And it's about him and his awful children who stand to inherit the media empire. I don't know if that sounds familiar to anybody, but perhaps it does. And if it doesn't, then I don't know. Read a book. I don't know. Get out there.
Whoa.
Get out there in the world and figure it out. So they're all pretty awful, but they sometimes are sometimes kind of endearing in these ways that make you question.
At least
your own
very
sanity.
Sympathetic. At least sympathetic at certain
they're
points.
They're all tortured. And I think if you are an empathetic person, it's hard not to feel empathy towards some of the tortured aspects of these people. And then other times you don't feel that at all. And then there are still other people who heard what I just said and are like, okay, so Wiggler's a sociopath because these people are literal monsters. And so there's just a lot of versatility to the interpretation of hitting all of these different characters. But it's Brian Cox as Logan Roy. The cast is really amazing, as we've said. Kieran Culkin is in this show as Roman Roy, a really wild character. Sarah Snook, who's incredible as Shiv, one of Logan's children. Certainly the media breakout, the aforementioned iconic New Yorker profile on actor Jeremy Strong as Kendall Roy, who is the most obvious person to take over Waystar Royco, Logan Roy's media empire. And we'll see how that is going to go. The show is called Succession, so you got to imagine it's going to be a little bit tricky. But Jeremy Strong, who is a massive force, his acting style has come under some scrutiny, and he's a hell of a read if you want to read one of his profiles, ideally when you are caught up on Succession. It's just a taste of the group. I didn't even talk about Connor, the other sibling, Grace.
Who?
Oops.
I don't know why I missed that. Alan Ruck, who is incredible as Connor.
He is, man.
It's Connor Roy. We're not even talking about Tom. We're not talking about Greg. Yeah. There's so Jerry.
The Jerry stands are going to come for us.
There is a Frank stands are really coming for my hat at this point. He's like, hey, that's Frank's hat. Get that back. Put that
one person who loves Marcia, who's just her.
Yeah. It's Marcia. It's Marcia. It's just a tremendous cast. It's totally, totally brilliantly acted. It is an award darling for a reason. It has won so many Emmys. Whichever, you know, whoever has the unfortunate luck of going up against season four of Succession, Grace, they're dead. It's done.
Severance.
Bad for Severance.
Oh, no.
I think House of the Dragon even is probably going to come up against it to some extent.
The thing you don't want to be, you don't want to be like in your last season. You don't want to be also doing your last season, I think. Going up against Succession's last season would be would be the Gambit. Yeah,
that would be tough. That would be tough. Yeah. So that's basically the landscape, right, Jess? I don't think that there's too much else that I would tell people about. It's, you know, it's very topical. These people are really terrible. It could be a very triggering show. Yeah. Make sure you're in the right headspace for it. I think the first episode will tell you whether or not you're going to be able to hang with it at all.
Yeah, definitely. Like, maybe don't watch it if 29 days straight. Wait, hold on. Wait, what? Wait, hold on.
Don't dedicate a whole month of your lives to watching Succession.
Yeah, 29 episodes, about an hour a piece. They can be very heavy, but there's so much levity within that heaviness that for me, I think it works really well. Just like the roller coaster that all of these characters go on. We're going to be talking a lot about just like their stocks rising and falling. And I think that is one of the most, for me, one of the most fascinating aspects is how the characters change from season to season. And maybe not even how they change, but how they're standing in the business changes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's pretty much what everyone needs to know in terms of the show.
Beautifully shot.
Oh my God, the score.
The score is absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. You're looking for a bit of a travel show. I mean, it's not Killing Eve level, but it's pretty good.
It's a good globetrotting adventure. You know, I don't know if adventure is the right word. Certainly they would view it that way.
You love a good day. You love a good private jet.
Uh-huh. A war story in its own right, Succession is. So we're going to be getting into all of it starting on February 25th, tomorrow, with the very first episode of Succession Recap. You can watch the whole thing on HBO, HBO Max. You can follow along with us on the ride. If you don't want to watch the episode, but you now just want a podcast companion of like, what happened in every episode, whether it is your like a millionth time and you don't want to rewatch it, but you just want to re-listen to it, this is the place for you. If you watch it and then decide, I don't know, I don't think I'm going to stick with it, but I kind of want to know what happened, we'll tell you, we'll hang in there for you. And if it's your first time through and you're really loving it, we hope to be your companions along for that ride as well. So just to name all of the different things that you need to know once again, the link to subscribe to the Succession podcast on Post Show Recaps, the RSS link, if you search by URL, is postshowrecaps.com/succession. Pretty easy. postshowrecaps.com/succession. If you want the ad-free versions of these Succession podcasts, you want to become a patron of Post Show Recaps at literally any level, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. It would mean the world to us. We work really hard. It would be a very, very nice gesture if you're able to do it. If you are not, no sweat. We're still going to be putting these podcasts out in the Succession feed. We want your participation as well. You can go to postshowrecaps.com/rateroy. postshowrecaps.com/rateroy or postshowrecaps.com/actionstations to fill out the form for any given episode as we are going along. You can also follow all three of us on the internet. I'm at Ron Howard, wherever you can find me. Grace, who are you? Where they can find you?
I'm at High from Grace.
Jess, and yourself?
At the Jess Sterling.
Okay, so you can find all of us on the internet, and you can find us here every single day until the final season premiere of Succession on March 26th. Succession has officially launched into the endgame, and we are following suit with the Roys. Very exciting stuff, my friends. I hope you both had fun, and I hope you're going to get a good night of sleep because we're all going to need it.
No, I got to watch Succession.
Oh, no. All right, folks, this is the part, and it'll make more sense once you watch the episodes, if you haven't done it yet, where I sign off by saying, F off! P to the O-D. Cast on the daily about Succession. One episode per day, see? P to the O-D. Cast on the daily about Succession. Podcasting like a pro, make some noise! Oh God, that was really embarrassing. I should edit that out.